You're listening to SBS News.
执法无罪！
Demonstrators protest against a sweeping new law at a ceremony held just hours after it took effect. Critics fear the national security law will crush freedoms that were promised to Hong Kong for 50 years. The law will punish crimes of secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces. It also allows for maximum life sentences. Pro-democracy activists say it will lead to a more authoritarian era for the Chinese city, while Western governments fear it will destroy Hong Kong's autonomy. Charlotte, which isn't her real name, is an Australian citizen but grew up in Hong Kong. She moved to Adelaide as a teenager with her parents. They have since returned. She's requested anonymity, saying if she ever returns, she could be arrested for her anti-Beijing beliefs. Charlotte leads the Australia-Hong Kong Link, a group of Hong Kongers living in Australia who care deeply for their second home.
It's my place of origin. It is my heritage. It is where I come from. And even though I call Australia home now, it's quite disheartening to see that happening to my hometown and where I come from. And it's not supposed to be like this. Like I left Hong Kong to seek a better life in Australia. At the end of the day, I am from there. At the end of the day, I'm part of the city. I am a Hong Konger. And I have to do something when something bad is happening to the place I came from and the place that, even though I resented at one point, but I still love deep in my heart.
The group says the new security law is designed for the persecution of democracy supporters in the city, and the Australian Hong Konger community is appalled by it.
Well, it's really quite clearly a suppression effort for freedom of speech. It's an attempt to silence all opposing opinions to the central government, which is the Chinese Communist Party. And it is basically authoritarian rule in its height. For this to happen is actually quite unimaginable. It's very uncivilized, and it's actually quite barbaric for that to happen in, well, the 21st century to an extent, but it's horrifying.
Charlotte says day-to-day life is already affected, claiming that she has been informed of reports of businesses that openly supported the pro-democratic movement have been shut down and intimidated. SBS spoke to a number of residents in Hong Kong who declined to speak, saying it would be risky for them to comment at this time. One Hong Kong resident, a financial worker in his 20s, says life and freedom, as he knows, is about to change.
I think the national security law being enacted is just demonstrate that the one country, two system is no longer in effect in Hong Kong. In fact, that this national security law is enacted when most of the Hong Kong people, indeed all of them, have no idea what even the law is, and no idea what the provisions are, and what are the punishments, and what are the so-called the punishable acts.
The Chinese government kept details of the law confidential, meaning Hong Kong residents were not able to analyse the legislation before it was enforced. Ben Chan is an intern with a company in the financial district. He says it's not fair that this law passed without consultation or debate.
Based on the one country, two system, Hong Kong's own law should be passed in the legislative council in the Hong Kong way, but not in the Chinese way. But in this case, China is passing the law without even asking Hong Kongers, and not going through the proper procedures.
Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has expressed Australia's deep concern about what she calls the troubling security laws imposed on Hong Kong. She says the laws threaten Hong Kong's judicial independence and the rights and freedoms of its people. So how did it get to this point? Although Hong Kong is part of China, it enjoys more liberties than any other Chinese city or province. Hong Kong was a British territory until the lease expired and it was handed back to China in 1997. As part of the handover, Hong Kong was guaranteed certain freedoms, including judicial and legislative autonomy for 50 years, in a deal known as One Country, Two Systems. Under this model, Hong Kong also has its own currency, identity and culture. Just last year, hundreds of protesters stormed the city's legislature to protest against a bill that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China. Those demonstrations evolved into calls for greater democracy. Of the 7.5 million people in Hong Kong, more than 100,000 Australians call it home, including lawyer Kevin Yam, Mr. Yam told SBS the proposed laws will lead to an exodus. Several of his friends have considered migration to Australia.
I've had a lot more of my friends asking me what do they need to do if they want to migrate to Australia. So for a lot of Hong Kongers, especially middle-class Hong Kongers with, you know, high educational levels, migration is something that's being thought about even more seriously now.
Britain, the United States, the European Union and the United Nations Human Rights Monitor have all voiced concerns the law could be used to stifle criticism of Beijing, which wields similar laws on the mainland to crush dissent. However, former chief executive of the Chinese People's Political Consultative National Committee, Liang Chunying, says the response of the opposition demonstrates the need to have such laws.
We even have pro-independence activists who left Hong Kong, hiding in foreign countries. So really underlines the need for and the importance of such law.
A spokesperson for the Chinese Foreign Ministry says the government is determined to safeguard national security, sovereignty and interests, but opposes interference by foreign countries in Hong Kong affairs. They stress intimidation will never work on China. Chief Executive of Hong Kong Carrie Lam says the new law won't erode the territory's judicial independence.
The legislation will not undermine one country, two systems, and Hong Kong's high degree of autonomy. Hong Kong is a free and diversified society. We respect differences in opinion and strive on reaching consensus. But the one country principle is non-negotiable and could not be compromised, as without one country, two systems will stand on shaky ground and Hong Kong's stability and prosperity will be at risk. The national law to be enacted has taken into account Hong Kong's actual situation and will be applied in Hong Kong by way of promulgation in accordance with the basic law.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.